Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Peter, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Peter. How may I help you?
I had a question about my 14-year-old. My wife and I were talking. We had an issue because we got her braces on, and then just recently, about 2 months ago, she had them taken off, and it's a struggle to get her to wear her retainer, and like she'll wear it and she won't wear it, she'll wear it and she won't wear it. And the same thing with her glasses, like she just doesn't wear them like we tell her to. And so we don't know what the best way to like make her wear them or discipline is, because when like my wife has asked my in-laws and they say, well, just let her ignore it and if she doesn't wear it, that's her problem. But our feeling is we've spent all this money on these braces, and that's not, we don't wear the retainer all the time. And then my wife says, okay, maybe we should keep cheering away because that's her favorite thing of all time, or maybe she took her phone away. So we don't know where to go. We don't know what to do.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a 14-year-old and I have an 11-year-old.
Okay.
They're both girls.
And how does the 14-year-old do in school?
Excellent. She's in the honors program.
Great. Okay. So the retainer, could she just wear the retainer at night and not wear it at school?
No, it's a 24-hour thing. She has to wear it all the time. And
well, no, that's what she's supposed to do. But, you know, the deal, look, let me give you the overview first. She's 14 and she wants to be pretty. She wants boys to notice her, and that wearing a retainer and wearing glasses makes her feel like she's not pretty. All right, and that's the issue. So the deal I would probably make with her is, look, kiddo, I will let you, you know, you're in charge. I can't make you wear the retainer because you'll put it in your mouth and you'll take it out when you get to school, and then you're going to lose it or put it on your tray at lunchtime and lose it. So here's the deal. I don't want to become the retainer monitor. So if you'll wear it on the weekends, when you wear it around the house, you'll wear it at night when you sleep. If you want to take it off for a couple of hours, it means that you're going to be wearing it longer. But if that's something that really is important to you, and maybe you can do it on days where you don't have classes with the cute guys that you like. But, you know, it's your teeth, and I'm not going to pay any more for dentistry. I've already done it. So you can do it and do it like you're supposed to, which means you'll probably be wearing it for another year, and then you'll be okay. You can wear it most of the time when you're not in school, and you'll probably be okay. Ish, but you're going to have to wear it for longer. Or you can not wear it at all, but I'm not paying for any more braces. So if you have an overbite, and you're going to have to figure out how to pay for it yourself as an adult, because I'm not going to do it anymore. I did it. And if you're not willing to go along with it, you're right, it's your body, it's your mouth, but I'm not going to pay for any more of it. And you and I are going to have a contract, and we're going to write this down. That's number one. With the glasses, I mean, there are an awful lot of kids that age. She's obviously doing okay in school, so it's not a matter of being able to see in school. She's too young to drive, so where is it that glasses are an issue?
It's just like the doctor said that she had to have macular edge, and she never wore them all the time, and we were just telling her about it, and it just...
Well, but Peter, wait a minute. Like, but stop. I get it. And I get part of it's financial.
Okay.
But if she's doing well in school, I mean, the major reason that you get kids tested for glasses is either they can't see the board, or they can't see their homework, or they get headaches. So you're telling me this is a straight-A kid who's on the honor roll, so obviously she can see well enough in school. If she gets headaches, presumably she'll start wearing her glasses. At some point when she's a little older, you can decide you'll go halvesies with her on contacts if she wants to. But I'd let that one go. She's not driving yet. She probably can't pass the driver's test without her glasses. And if she can, so be it. If she can't, then she can't drive without her wearing her glasses. But for right now, I'd let it go, because the major issue you worry about is either driving or school. And she's doing okay in school, and she's not old enough to drive yet. I'd let that one go. Go ahead.
I was going to say no, because one of the things she did say that they said she can't see the board at school, and that's the only the other thing we were concerned about.
Well, but Peter, She's making straight A's, so she's seeing it well enough.
All right.
And I'd point that out to her.
Listen,
Peter, let me give you another overview. Overview number one is, and you remember being 14, and being 14 is not an easy age. It's not easy for girls, not easy for boys. And for boys, usually boys don't usually get their growth spurt till a little bit later than that. So you guys can still be kind of nerdy and short, and you know, your voice is still a little squeaky at 14. With girls, they basically hit puberty and then some. So all of a sudden, boys are looming large. So having a wire in your mouth and lenses around your pretty blue eyes, it just feels terrible. You feel like you're the ugliest person on the face of the earth, and no guy will ever pay attention to you. And so it's just, you're ugly Betty. All right? So that's number one. But number two is, at 14, she's going to be able to do a lot more that she wants to do as opposed to what you want her to do. The harder you push on this, the harder she's going to push back, which means you're not going to accomplish your goal. You know, and I know, if she wears the stupid retainer for a year, at 14 she's probably still a little too early to start dating, and by the time she's ready to start dating, she'll have a dazzling smile and have to beat the guys off. But that isn't how she views it. So I would show her what the issues are, but let her choose, because the third thing is, at this moment in your parenting, you're really moving from setting the rules for her to having her figure out the rules for herself, because you're not going to be able to enforce them very much. And you can yell at her, and you can take away her cell phone, and what she'll do is make an emotional terror. She'll get sneaky. She'll use her friend's cell phone. She'll start doing some acting out. This is a good kid who does very well in school, who needs glasses and braces. And so I would just explain to her that, look, here with the braces, here are the three options. You can have crooked teeth, but I'm not going to pay any more for them. And you and I are going to put this in a contract. Dear Dad, I promise I will never, you know, that regardless of what braces I need, I will pay for them. You never have to pay for them again. Or I promise I will wear my braces on the weekends and at night. I just will take them off during school, and I will wear them during holidays and summer. And you know, you don't have to bug me about it, and I will make dinner for everybody any day I don't do this or whatever. And number three, I don't wear them. Well, I'm trying to remember what number three was. Oh, number three, that I'll wear them. You know, I would just point out that the third option is that she wears them now, and because then they'll be off in a year as opposed to wearing them part-time and half-year, whatever. And she could talk with her orthodontist about it. And, of course, her orthodontist wants her to wear them so her parents will say, wow, look at that great smile, and pay your bill. All right, so that's the issue about the braces. The issue with the glasses, I'd say, look, glasses are, you know, you got glasses because you presumably need them. If you can't see the board and you can still make straight A's, God bless you. And if you got a headache, I guess that's your problem. If I were you, I'd wear my glasses for a while, and when you're 16, I'll go halvesies with you on contacts. But explain to her what your reasoning is. But understand that this is a responsibility she's going to have to take, and I'd back off of it. Okay.
Well, that was great advice, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it's not only, well, thank you. I mean, it's not so much great advice, is that it's logical advice. You're not going to be able to compel her to do it. And the more you push, the less she's likely to do it. And what we want her to do is begin taking better responsibility for herself anyway. Because the issue isn't glasses and braces. The issue is responsibility. Okay?
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. That's great. That really helps out a lot.
Good. Indeed. 855-99, Dr. Joy. That seems to be sort of today's theme of how do we teach our kids to take responsibility for their behavior. And the answer is, at some point we have to shift that mantle of decision-making from our shoulders to theirs. Because if we don't, they're never going to learn. And our best decision is probably not as valuable as their worst decision, because they're not going to learn anything from our decisions, right? We've already been around the planet. We already know more or less what we should be doing, one hopes. If not, there is always 855-99-DR-JOY. There you go. So, that issue with braces. Remember Tom Cruise getting his braces? It was such a big deal.
I didn't know.
Do you remember that?
I didn't know he had braces.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like 3 or 4 years ago, all of a sudden he shows up with braces as an adult.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
All righty. 855-99 Dr. Orthodontist Everywhere. I went, woo, yay, Tom Cruise. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569. There's some really kind of weird news stories today. Peanuts. Remember peanuts? The ones that everybody decided they were allergic to?
The ones that I'm allergic to.
Well, they may lower the risk of death from heart disease. The lowly peanut.
I may have to find other measures of lowering my risk from heart disease.
Fewer cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
That'll help. This is a weird story. It says, typical adult over 30 gets flu twice every 10 years, says study. I get the, I mean, I'm relatively healthy, I would say, and I get the flu more frequently than that, don't you? So maybe say once a year, maybe.
I caught pneumonia back in September.
Well, that's a different issue, though.
Right. I mean, that's a completely different thing. And I can't even remember last time I had the flu, to be honest with you. I caught what I thought might have been swine flu back in 2009.
Well, that's
the last time.
See, you get designer ill. And you're right. I mean, most people can... A flu is not... Cold is not flu. So that may be right. I probably catch a cold maybe once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's kind of average.
Yeah, I probably catch a cold maybe once a year. Sometimes twice.
Yeah. But the really sick flu... You're probably right. You know, I would say maybe... So it's every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember we had a story that's, I think, last week that said that the rats hadn't caused bubonic plague that gerbils did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we've got another story today. It's like everybody just makes stuff up. New York City rats found carrying fleas blamed for bubonic plague.
So the fleas that the rats are carrying are being blamed for the bubonic plague.
Yeah, I think that's what it always was. But these were saying that it wasn't rats, it was gerbils.
Mm.
I don't know, I think people just make stuff up anymore. And they're saying conditions are ripe. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Let's see what this says. Fleas capable.
Okay.
Fleas capable of carrying the bubonic plague. I have been found hitching rides in the fur of New York City's ubiquitous rats. I mean, that's a whole different story. That doesn't say that they're doing it. They collected 60... This would be a fun job. 6,500 fleas, lice, and mites from 133 rats in New York City. 500 of those fleas... Can you say... Mom, guess what my new job is? As you're scratching, some 500 of those fleas were oriental rat fleas, the kind that can spread the pathogens that caused the plague which killed millions in the 14th century. Completely different situation. The city's health department says there's no need to worry. Cases of plague are rare in the U.S. In the Southwest, about 10 people are infected by the pathogen every year because of plague carrying ground squirrels, prairie dogs, and fleas. 10 people. The plague requires extreme circumstances besides fleas to pose a threat to humans, and those circumstances do not exist. They said we should closely monitor the city's rats. That's what I was hoping to do, is to closely monitor the city's rats. And remind residents to remove any conditions that could draw rats to their home, such as food or water left out, or tiny spaces ideal as a rat shelter. I mean, most apartments are tiny spaces. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
I mean, so this is one of those stories that is meant to scare the living daylights out of us that has no value whatsoever. It's just stupid and silly. Because it says, New York City rats found carrying fleas blamed for bubonic plague. So there's no risk whatsoever. And there's an article about understanding why you can't get to sleep. And it was really stupid as well. It said, well, because you may be going to bed too late. The only interesting thing I got out of the whole article, and I read the whole thing, hoping that there was some absolute reason for actually writing the story, using even a moment of anybody's time, is it said that we know that the light in televisions and our screens, our computer screens and our phones. Is a particular light that is particularly energizing to our brain. We knew that. But it goes on for several hours. The effect goes on for several hours, which means that watching television before you go to sleep at night, we're not even talking about content, that the light itself is going to make it harder for you to go to sleep. So you're supposed to turn it off at least an hour before you want to go to sleep at night, which means reading or taking a bath or doing something. You're not supposed to exercise just before you go to bed at night either. And for those of you who feel like you take echinacea and things like that, don't take echinacea just before you try to go to sleep at night. You'll be awake all night. No chocolate. I mean, I suppose milk supposedly works. Hot chocolate won't. But the idea being the effect of watching television or movie on your either on your phone or on your computer screen or on your television will last for a couple of hours. So we should all stop doing that several hours before we want to go to sleep. I knew that the light affected you. So, and checking your cell phone in the middle of the night, bad idea. Do you check your cell phone in the middle of the night? You do, don't you?
Yeah, so. I do. Well, what happens is, you know, I use my cell phone as my clock. So my cell phone's right next to me at night.
Yeah.
And if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll just grab it and turn it on and you know, check
it out. Send me emails saying, you know, what are we doing today? Well, listen, can I?
I just want to, you know, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I just want to see what time it is.
Okay, can we suggest something else for probably $10? You can go to one of the dollar stores and buy yourself a clock.
Get a clock. I know.
Because you'll sleep better.
Yeah.
All right? So you won't be as cranky. Not that you're not adorable at all times. Right?
Right.
All right. So, but, I mean, because your phone will make a lot of noise as well.
Well, I always put it on silent.
But it doesn't, you don't hear the dings or anything of that sort? I mean, it won't ring.
No, if I have an alarm on it too to wake me up in the morning, but that's the only thing.
Well, but let me tell you, this little $5 or $10 clock will have an alarm on it as well.
I know.
And you can actually get the ones if you want to really go high tech, which you know you deserve going high tech. They have ones that light up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite, which I got it for a friend of mine, and then I decided that if I could get it for my friend, I could get it for myself as well. Ones that show, actually, my mom, I got one for my mom, and then I gave one to a friend, and I thought, I should do this. And it shows, it puts the light on the ceiling.
Oh,
so you don't even have to turn over. And it projects it, and it projects it in red light. So it's not even the blue light that will keep you awake. And it's great. You wake up in the middle of the night, you open your eyeballs, it says 3:30, you go back to sleep.
Yeah, my mom actually has something like that, where it goes up on the ceiling, and then if you wake up, you just kind of look up on the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to go.
3:30 in the morning, and I can go back to sleep.
For hours, for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. Either steal your mom's, which would be really rude.
I don't know if she's going to let me do that.
No, but they're very, I think they cost about $30.
Okay.
All right, mm-hmm. And I mean, think how much you get better sleep. You won't. You can take your phone and put it in the other room. It's a regular clock radio, so not only can you wake up, but you can wake up to music. Or you know what you could wake up to? Me saying, "Manny, it's time to get up." 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy. The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dr. Joy. Okay, remember like 5 years ago we were saying global warming? Okay, and now they're saying, okay, no, it's not global warming anymore. It's global cooling. And the reason they're saying this is because decreased sunspot activity. I think we should all just ignore everybody, right? Ignore anybody who is trying to make us scared about anything, don't you think? I think we should just decide.
I think that's a good idea.
Exactly. Just anybody who says anything scary, we're just going to completely ignore them because we understand that they don't know what they're talking about. That in the space of, what, 4 or 5 years, they've gone from saying, oh, global warming, to now, then climate change was the middle ground, right? And now they're saying global cooling is going to be an ice age and that there's going to be a shortage of food. And I don't think anybody knows anything. I think we should just focus on our focus on people who tell us not even things we want to hear, but just are not trying to scare the living daylights out of us. 855-99-DR-JOY. Tracy, you're on the air. And Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I recently, in December, called authorities on my husband. He was emotionally and psychologically abusive for over 20 years, and I just had had enough, and I asked him to leave, and he didn't leave, and he was becoming abusive. And my question to you is, he's been gone now all these, you know, these couple, 3 months, and now my children are abusing me, using the same language towards me, belittling me, calling me names.
How old are your children?
I have an 18-year-old son, a 15-year-old daughter, and a 10-year-old daughter. The 10-year-old is not, you know, she's just confused and lost and scared, but my 15-year-old daughter and my 18-year-old son are doing the same thing that my old father did.
Where did he go?
He is living probably about 30 miles. He has another house, and he won't take the kids. I've asked him to take them. I told the kids, go with your dad, and the dad's not taking them.
Well, I mean, why would you... I mean, I don't know why you'd put up with that kind of stuff from your kids. You can say, look, this is, I know that this is, you've grown up in this situation, which answers one of the calls, you know, one of the answers to an earlier question that somebody had for me. It was Joe who said, why do people repeat the same thing? And I said, well, because they're exposed to it at a very early, vulnerable age, and unless you intervene, nothing happens. I mean, presumably your kids want things from you, like food and shelter. And certainly, has the 18-year-old finished college?
No.
I mean, I don't mean college. I mean, has he graduated high school?
No, he did not. He had 5 credits to finish, and he did not finish. I've asked him to leave numerous times. I recently called the authorities on him, and the authorities said that I can't kick him out. I have to start an eviction, which I'm starting that process. But I just feel so lost and alone, and I just feel, like, overwhelmed.
Well, but I mean, tough, kiddo. You can't afford that. It's not much fun, but you don't have, I mean, that's not an option unless you want to check yourself into a psychiatric hospital, which is possible, but it's a short-term solution. I mean, presumably the 10-year-old is not as out of control as the 18-year-old.
No.
Okay.
But the 16-year-old was my golden child, and then she just every day, you know, just very, very, just, it's just like her dad just repeating the same, like calling me stupid and calling me bad words.
No, I got that. But, I mean, it sounds like you put up with it for an awfully long time.
Too long.
Well, all right, but then, look, kiddo, then you have to put on your big girl pants and say, look, and I would say this to the 18-year-old and the 15-year-old and the 10-year-old, of, kiddo, look, I sort of... tried to keep the peace, and I tried to keep it at a price that was too high for me and too high for you guys. And I apologize to you for that. I should have done. Do you have a job?
Yes.
Good. Do you own the house?
We both do. Like, you know, him and me are both on the deed of the house.
You may need to get a lawyer. Yeah. Can you afford to keep up the payments on the house by yourself?
No.
Does he pay you any child support?
No, we haven't started any legal process.
Tracy, you need to get a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is not a time to, oh, gee, I'm so overwhelmed. Somebody has to come take care of me. That's how you got yourself in the situation to begin with. What you need to do is get yourself a lawyer. What you probably need to do is get yourself a therapist. I would certainly say to the 18-year-old, look, you're not in school. You're not contributing anything. You're either pleasant or get out. And I'm going to change the locks. The 10-year-old, if nothing else, I mean, you're going to teach the 10-year-old and the 15-year-old that they can behave this way and they'll get away with it.
Right.
Do you have family around?
Yes, my mom and my sister.
The 10-year-old is the least of your problems to a certain extent. All right, let's look at the possibilities. One is to send your 10-year-old to a stable environment, which is probably your sister. Does she live in the same school district that you live in?
No.
Do you have any relatives or any close friends who live in the same school district?
No. it's like one school district my sister lives away from where I live, but not the same.
How long would it take for you or your sister? Do you have a car?
Yes.
Okay. What if did your sister-in-law or did your sister have kids?
Yes.
How old are the kids?
16 and 12, and they love her. I'm very close with them. And
okay. All right. Here's one possibility: is get the 10-year-old out of there, just because it's such a toxic environment, and say you're not. I'm not taking you to my sister's because I'm taking my sister because I'm going to get this situation taken care of, and I don't want you to be caught in the middle of it. And we're not talking about forever. We're just talking about for a while. What about the 15-year-old? Tell me about the 15-year-old.
She was my star child until all this happened, and she was the one that helped me and encouraged me to get rid of, this relationship with my husband was not good, and she was very affected by it. The minute that he left, he sat with her for 3 hours, which he's never done in all of her 15 years. He took her out. He sees her more now than he's ever saw her.
Well, that's great.
He's manipulated her, and she's turned totally like she tells me, I'm wrong. How did I do that to Daddy? You're a B.I. you know what, and you're this.
Well, but, I mean, look, I think that the 15-year-old should probably get over to Dad's house and live there.
He won't take her. I asked him. I begged him. I said, please
take
her.
He's not going to do it because it helps you out. But the 15-year-old's saying, I mean, she's 15. She can go knock on his door and say, Dad, I want to come and live here. Let him tell her no, which may change her opinion all of a sudden.
He already did tell her no. It didn't change anything. She still thinks like she feels sorry for him. And
well, of course she's going to feel sorry for him. It's her dad. I mean, that's okay. The question is, how snotty is she being to you?
Terrible. Just terrible.
What does terrible mean? I don't...
Like, yells at me, belittles me, tells me to get another job, tells me...
Listen... Tracy, to a certain extent, you really encourage that behavior. You've treated her as your kind of confidant. She's the one who knew about Dad. She's the one who said, get rid of Dad. And so now she feels that, and she's I'm sure she's feeling guilty, among other things, as well as ambivalent, that she feels on some level, as you said, that she's the one who convinced you to get Dad out. And now he's saying, well, no, I shouldn't have been out. And so she's feeling guilty about that. And she also feels, well, gee, if I had that much impact to begin with, maybe I still have the impact. I think you need to get your 10-year-old to a safe place right now. And you can see her every day. You can pick her up every day. You can take her to school every day. But she needs to be in a safe place right now. For the 15-year-old, I would sit down with her. I'd take her out and say, I may have treated you unfairly like an adult in that, I listen to you, but you're not responsible for your dad being out of here. I am. And I should have made the decision a long time ago. This is not on your head. This is on mine. But I need you to help me out here and be a bit more supportive of how we're going to, as women, get through this life. The 18-year-old, I'd be tempted to lock out of the house. I mean, he's not in school. He's not helping. And you've started eviction proceedings against him. And in the meantime, I'd be incredibly stupid and cheerful. I would just wouldn't, because somebody can only hurt your feelings if you pay attention to them. If you put on your headphones, and would I cook for the kids? Not particularly. I mean, that if they're not being respectful of you as a parent, I think that you have fewer obligations to them as a parent. But I get the 10-year-old to safe place right now. The 15-year-old I go and have a talk with that said, look, you're not responsible for this, but I need you to kind of ratchet down a bit. And then I get the 18-year-old out of there. But you need to talk with a lawyer, because you've got yourself in a situation that's unclear legally, and you don't need to lose the house on this. Put you on hold. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. it will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Janet, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. I'm glad to talk to you. I've been listening to you for quite a few years. And I'm calling about my aunt in her mid-60s. Through the years, she's become more and more reclusive. Through the years, you know, she won't show up to things when expected, and she doesn't take calls or return calls. And as far as I know now, she works, you know, she does her job just fine. Apparently, she's not very happy there, but when she gets home, she just goes in her room that where she lives with her mother and shuts herself in there and drinks.
Oops.
Quite a bit.
Well, you're mentioning a couple of things.
Okay.
Does she live close to you?
About an hour and a half away.
Does she have any medical problems that you know about?
Oof. She's had a smoker's cough that would freak you out if you heard it for years. And that's all I know. She doesn't go to the doctor.
Did she put on a lot of weight?
Not really. I'm not sure how much she eats. You know, I don't know.
So, but you think she has a serious drinking problem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, how old's her mom is probably, what, in her 80s?
Her mom's in her mid-90s, and she's rocking. And her sister is 80, and her brother's in the mid-60s as well.
Well, it sounds like she's depressed. Has she ever married?
Sure. At least once, maybe twice. You know, when she was younger. It's been a long time.
She has children?
And she has children. She has four children, I think. Really fast.
Does she see them at all, or do you know?
There's one that lives not too far away, and I believe he comes out for that child. And when the ones from out of state come in, she might come out of her room. Yeah, but I was there to decorate the tree for Christmas, and she didn't come out. And there were other events, you know, where she didn't. She just stays in her room.
What's the question to me?
My question that has been nagging me a lot is, what do I do? What's my role? You know, I mean, she has just made it so hard that you just go, fine, you know, and like her birthday's coming up, and you just go, gosh, you know, ordinarily I would do something, you know, but she doesn't. Her mother has been staying with my mom due to an illness, and she hasn't come to see her mother for months. You know, they've talked, okay. I think, just because
I am not a great fan of intervention. I think it feels like people are being bullied. In this particular case, I'm not sure you have much of an option, because I don't think she's going to respond. If you call up and say, listen, I'd like to take you out for your birthday, not going to work. How long is do you think her mom is going to be with your mom?
Indefinitely so far. Although she's getting stronger and stronger, you know, I think she needs that kind of attention at this age and this, you know, just because at this age, even though she's really amazing, you would think she's a lot younger, you know.
Who owns the house? Her mom?
My aunt's mother owns the house that my aunt's living in, yeah.
Okay.
And you know, originally you would think that my aunt moved there to take care of her mother, but in reality I think it was to make things easier for herself.
Well, it probably was a combination. I mean, you know, it's hard to know. Clearly this is a woman. What we know is that alcoholics have a much higher than average, like several times higher than average, rate of depression, which makes some sense. If you're perfectly happy, drinking may be kind of fun, but if you're depressed, drinking seems the only way to get through the day. And it sounds like your aunt is depressed and probably alcoholic. I think going to her individually is probably not going to work. You may need to get, especially because her kids seem to have some ability to get her to respond, of saying, look, we need to get you to a therapist, we need to get you into AA, and as a group, and see what you can do. Because I don't think it's going to work to do it individually. I don't think. I mean, I have no objection to you calling up and saying, I'd love to take you out for your birthday. I think the likelihood of her responding is not very high. But it never hurts to try. I mean, you can only be responsible for your behavior. You can't be responsible for how somebody else responds.
Uh-huh.
But my guess is it's going to take you and her four kids and probably her mother to say, we're really worried about you. We need you to stop drinking. We need you to see a therapist. You probably need to be on antidepressants. Did you say she does have a job or doesn't have a job?
Oh, she does have a job that I think probably makes her depressed, because she's not happy from what I heard from her children. You
what
know?
Kind of job is it?
It's just at a home improvement place.
Well, I mean, the problem is that this problem isn't going to go away. I mean, you can see down the road. Mom's going to get older and need more help, and at some point probably die. She's probably going to lose her job. Either she can get retired, or she's going to show up drunk, which it sounds like she hasn't done. So that's good. She has that level of control. She's going to begin developing physical problems. Is she... You're saying that she has sibs, that she has a brother and a sister as well, right?
Yeah, and like her brother is out of the picture, and her sister, she won't answer the phone, or she won't talk to her, you know.
It's like a family genetic code. Well, the problem is that house is very likely going to be left to the three of them, so she's going to be homeless, jobless, depressed. And probably sickly. I mean, so at this moment, what I would do is get in touch with her brother and her sister, her four kids, and say, we need to sit down with her, and we need to all show up at the house and say, we're really worried about you. And I'm not crazy about that technique, because there's really not much of a fallback position. But in this particular case, I don't think you have a whole lot of choice.
Uh-huh.
She's not going to answer your phone. Her mom is probably not going to be able to deal with it, certainly on her own. And you can see the path ahead is strewn with serious obstacles. It's going to get worse and worse. So might as well do something while she still has a job. Her mom's still alive. She still has a place to live. And she's younger today than she'll be tomorrow. So I would organize, and you've got, I suppose Easter holidays or something, or Passover coming up, of saying we have to get together. And I would have probably maybe even a detox facility, because you're going to have a hard time. You've got dual problems, which are not uncommon, but they are separate, which is her depression and her drinking. And I think they certainly feed into one another, but you're more likely to be able to affect the drinking, believe it or not, than the depression. And if she's hospitalized and she's in detox, somebody can maybe handle both. All right, look, think about it. See, talking about the relatives, and if we need to talk more, you know where to find me. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Ram it close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.